Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live online, on the air, and of course, we're streaming live video to Facebook and YouTube, and we would love to hear from you. So that's all about us. We want to hear from you. 844-322-2742 is the number to call. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about the new covenant today. And what is the new covenant? It is God's will for your life. If you've been frustrated and trying to figure out what God's will for your life is, it's contained in those two words, the new covenant. Well, what is the new covenant? It's God's choice to bless you in Christ. It's God's gift to you by grace through faith. It's a one-way act from God to you. That's what the new covenant is. So how did God choose to bless you? In what ways did he choose to bless you? Well, those are the terms or the provisions of this covenant. So if you were named as the beneficiary in a will, when the person who made it died, the lawyer would call you into the office, and he would read out the will to you. And you would find out exactly what assets had been left to you, what is now yours as your inheritance. Well, that's what this new covenant is. It is God's will. Well, when Christ died, that new will went into effect. And I think the moment that we come to Christ by faith, it's as if the attorney has called us in and said, here's what you now have in Jesus Christ. Well, here are the four specific provisions of the new covenant in Hebrews 8. Verses 10 through 12 spell these out. There's just four provisions, but these four provisions cover everything that you will ever need for life and godliness. That's how extensive, that's how far-reaching these promises are. So here's how God has chosen to bless you in Christ Jesus. First, he says, I will put my laws into your minds, and I will write them on your hearts. So that's provision number one. So how has God chose to bless you? He has sent his Spirit to take up residence in you. And his Spirit is writing on your heart these new laws of faith, hope, and love. He is writing on your heart this desire to trust Jesus in all things, in all circumstances. He has anchored your heart to this hope that you have in Christ, to a guaranteed future. And he is motivating and compelling your heart to express this faith and hope and love to others. That's what God has written on your hearts. That's what this first provision is all about. The second one is this, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. So here's a guarantee. Here's a declaration of assurance. The moment that you came to Christ, you were born again into the kingdom of God. You were marked out, sealed by the Holy Spirit. You belong to Christ. Christ belongs to you. That is a forever, eternal transaction. That speaks to assurance and certainty as far as you're concerned. And that's something that we all long for in life.
Yes.
We are scared to death to find out what our actual standing is before God. And we're worried sick. We know we don't deserve anything other than punishment, so we're afraid to find out the truth. But once we find out the truth of this new covenant, man, we gain certainty because God has declared to us that we belong to him, has marked us out as one of his very own. Boy, talk about wonderful news just in these first two provisions. Then the third one is this, and they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. This speaks about relationship, that Christianity isn't a bunch of rules and regulations that you follow. Christianity is about a relationship that you now have with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. So you have been deposited, or this knowledge of God has been deposited into you, and you actually know what God is like. You didn't know that before you knew Jesus.
No.
But now you know exactly what God is like. You know that He is love. You know that He is righteous. You know that He is merciful and that He is the God of grace. You know all of those things because you've experienced those things through faith in Jesus Christ. And then the fourth and final provision, promise of this new covenant is this: for I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. So in this new covenant, you have forgiveness of sins. You have been forgiven once and for all by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And where these have been forgiven, there's no longer any sacrifice for sin. So God is choosing. He is blessing you by choosing to remember your sins no more. That's what this new covenant is all about. This is God's blessing of you in Christ Jesus. So if you're wanting to know what the will of God is, Hebrews 8 verses 10 through 12 spells it out in crystal clear detail. Read it. You will be blown away, I guarantee you.
That's just good stuff, Bob. Thank you for sharing that. 844-322-2742. Good in the U.S. and in Canada. We want to hear from you. Calls are beginning to come in already, but still plenty of room, plenty of time for you. 844-322-2742. You know, listener support for the message we proclaim every day at Basic Gospel is an absolute necessity. The only way we pay the bills, keep the airtime paid for, and keep this good news on the air is with your faithful support. With that in mind, our gift to you is our thanks for your partnership with Basic Gospel this month is a brand new CD called God's Will for You. Now, this message will solidify your assurance that within the new covenant, you're always in the center of God's will. There is no fear, there's no failure, and this CD will make a great gift to someone you know who might be struggling with these particular issues. At Basic Gospel, we so appreciate those of you who partner with us, who step up to support the message of God's love, grace, and life in the Lord Jesus. It is the message above all others, and we want to give back to you. So when you give this month to Basic Gospel, we're going to send you a copy of God's Will for You, the brand new CD by Bob Christopher. Hope you'll take advantage of it, friends. It's a wonderful opportunity to share, not only in your own family, but with those you love and care about out in the community. It's yours with your gift this month to Basic Gospel. Simply go online to basicgospel.net, or you can call 844-322-2742. Request your copy of God's Will for You.
Yes, and Bob, once people really understand what God's will for their life is, as laid out in this new covenant, you can't help but want to share that with others.
Yeah.
And I think a gift of Basic Gospel is one of those ways you can express that newfound joy and that desire to help connect others to the love of Christ, just as you have been connected to the love of Christ by this new covenant truth. So your gift will serve to make a difference in the lives of people, not only here in the United States, but virtually all over the world. This ministry, Basic Gospel, is reaching people in over 119 countries around the planet today.
Yeah.
As folks tune in to this broadcast through our various internet channels. So help us reach more. And a great way to express that joy, that appreciation of what you have in Christ, is a gift to Basic Gospel so that others can experience that same joy, that same gratefulness for the grace of God in their lives.
Once again, the phone number 844-322-2742. You can make your donation there or pose a question if you're listening during the first half of the 3 o'clock hour. We'd love to hear from you, 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to go to O'Fallon, Missouri, talk to Brad. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Bradley. Sure appreciated your message to me yesterday. Thanks, my friend.
Yes, sir. I'm going to try to make this real quick, but I heard something, and I'm going to try to put it in Christian terms, and I believe it blends very well with what you're talking about, and that is, you know, we are disciples of Jesus Christ, and we're supposed to, as he told his disciples in the Sermon on the Mount, we are to be salt and light. And I'm telling you guys this because you all do this very well, but I really got hit with something today. A salesman went to his boss just struggling because he just wasn't getting things done, and he just told his boss, he says, you know, boss, I can lead these horses to the well and to the water, but I just am not seeming able to make them drink. And his boss, which I believe God is my boss and our boss, he said, your job isn't to make them drink. Your job is to make them thirsty. And, man, I'll tell you what, you all, just the dialogue today, man, it's created a thirst in me that I know that I've got to, in Christ, there's so much to have. And he says those who thirst will never be thirsty. And I just want you to know that you make all of us, at least me, I know, and I know other people too, you make us thirsty for God, his character, knowing him, his righteousness, and I so appreciate you and the topic this month.
Well, thanks, Brad. We appreciate those kind words, and I hope other people are getting thirsty for truth. And I know there's a lot of people that are out there, and they know that there's something wrong deep within their souls. They're looking for answers. Well, the answers they're looking for are found in Jesus. There's no other place to go to have the deepest longings of your heart met than in Jesus Christ. You can chase after all sorts of things that the world lays out there. You can chase after money. You can chase after fame. You can chase after sex. You can chase after drugs and alcohol and all the things the world says will make you happy. You can actually grab hold of all of those things. And once you've had them, you realize that they're not the answer. So you're left to search for more. And you can chase after philosophies. You can go after different religions and those sort of things. And there's lots of people that have tried every single religion out there, and they're still empty. But once you come to Jesus, and once you know what God's will for you is in Christ through this new covenant, you're never going to thirst again. Why? Because you've tasted of the living water. You have that living water, that eternal water that is now in you. You will never hunger again. Why? Because you have the bread of life sustaining you in the person of Jesus Christ each and every day. That's what this good news is all about. And so if we can whet people's appetite a little bit as far as who Jesus is and what he's come to do, and encourage them and somehow motivate them to dig deeper and to open up their Bibles, I think we've done our job. That's what we're all about, isn't it?
Sure is. And the cool thing is, even though you'll never be hungry and never be thirsty, you never get tired of eating and drinking of what God keeps pouring into us.
Yes.
He's never done. We're never done. It's just one constant, wonderful, accepting learning experience all the way along.
Yes. As Ravi Zacharias said when he was on the broadcast the other day, or when we aired that clip from him the other day, that phrase, perpetual novelty, that's what Jesus is. You never get tired of Jesus. You never grow bored with Jesus if you really know who he is. Every single day, there's something new that you discover about him, something new that you grow into as far as your understanding of Christ and his grace is all about. It is perpetually new for you each and every day in Christ. That's why he is the most exciting person that has ever lived. And we as believers have that distinct privilege, that wonderful opportunity to walk with him every day. Why? Because he has come to live inside of us. He's not out there. We're not a million miles away from him. He has come to us and now abides in us through his Spirit. So we walk with him as believers each and every day. That's what makes life so exciting as a Christian. That's what this relationship with him is all about.
Absolutely. And it's Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis. We're glad you're with us today. Open lines, 844-322-2742. It is the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time of hour, so you can still get in and pose your question to us live. So give us a call, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go down to Thorndale, Texas, and talk to our good friend Clay. Hi, Clay.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
We're doing fantastic. What's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, yesterday when y'all were talking about the Abrahamic covenant out of Genesis 22, Bob, I wanted to remind you, and I hope I say this right, because you sent me this. I never thought of this. You sent me this in an email. And when Abraham was asleep and the Spirit of God was walking through the animal pieces and through the blood, because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin, and it was to the first step of leading to the perfect seed of God that would establish the last covenant, the new covenant. That you remember what you told me? You said Abraham was asleep. That's proof that he didn't have anything to do with it. It was a God alone who walked through the pieces and established that covenant. So what you see with that goat and with Isaac is Abraham was participating in the covenant that God had alone had already established. Did I say that correctly?
You said it exactly yes. Right. And that's what
you
faith.
You taught me that. And when I learned that, it opened up the scripture in another way that I've never seen it before. When you realize that Abraham had nothing to do with it except for the participating.
That's
okay,
exactly.
I'm through. I'm just excited.
Hey, that's good stuff, Clay. I don't think anybody on this planet could have said it any better than what you did. So God established that covenant with Abraham. God established this new covenant that we live in today. We're just merely participants, and we participate as we trust in the resurrected Christ himself. That's how we participate Amen. In these new covenant promises that God has already established. So, Clay, thanks for your good words on that. Great insight.
Good to hear from you, Clay.
Hallelujah.
yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, friends, at Basic Gospel, the most frequently asked question that we get concerns forgiveness. Believers seem to be struggling in their Christian lives because they don't understand that God loves them and that they are forever His. With your gift to Basic Gospel this month, we're going to send you the new CD entitled God's Will for You. The new covenant is, in effect, it's a will. It's God's will ushered in at the death of the Lord Jesus. And in that will, you're going to find everything that you need to live a life of assurance. After you listen to the message, we encourage you to pass it along. Share it with someone else who might need assurance and peace in their lives. God's Will for You is our gift this month to those of you who support Basic Gospel. And to do that, simply go online to basicgospel.net, a huge prominent link right on the front page, basicgospel.net. Or you can call 844-322-2742 anytime, 24 hours a day, to make your donation to Basic Gospel. We would love for you to partner with us.
Well, thanks, Bob. And we put this resource together because we understand that it is such a frustrating experience for most Christians to discover what the will of God is. It's like looking for that proverbial needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
They can't find it. They keep searching. They keep looking. And then they get fearful because they don't want to make a mistake. If I choose the wrong thing, I'm going to be outside the will of God. And if I'm outside the will of God, I won't experience the blessings of God. And it's just going to be a disaster for me.
Yeah.
So they get stuck in the mud. Well, I know being stuck in the mud isn't God's will for a person's life. So that's why we put together this resource, this CD, to help people get unstuck, to pull them out of the mud and get them in a place where they recognize that because they're in Christ, because they're in this new covenant, because they have the promises of the new covenant already fulfilled for them in Jesus, that they are right exactly where God wants them to be. And it takes the fear out of decision making. It puts a lot of joy in that because you know that if you choose A over B, maybe it wasn't the best decision for you, but God's big enough to work it together for good.
Yeah.
And so you can have the joy of knowing that your life moving forward is always a win-win in Jesus. So don't miss out on this opportunity to get this great resource.
Absolutely. Once again, 844-322-2742 to make your donation or to pose a question or at basicgospel.net. We can be the unstickers.
There you go. Yes, yes. Let's go down to Pflugerville, Texas and talk to Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Doing fantastic. What's on your mind?
I was watching YouTube the other day, and they, I guess a little mini documentary, 5, 15, 20 minutes long. These folks said they had discovered the Ark of the Covenant, the original Ark. And they found it under Golgotha, where Jesus was crucified. And they make a statement that when Longinus' spear had pierced the side of Jesus, and that the earthquake happened, the ground opened up. It broke the lid of the Ark of the Covenant, and Jesus' blood ran down inside the Ark of the Covenant, being the last and final sacrifice. And I was just wondering if you guys had seen that YouTube video at all, and maybe what you thought about it.
Well, Michael, I have not seen that YouTube video, but I've heard that story talked about.
Isn't that amazing? It's perfect. The high priest would sprinkle the blood on the outside, but for the final sacrifice, the Lord's blood ran inside. I just find that amazing. I was just flabbergasted, and it makes perfect sense that God would hide it there for the final sacrifice.
Yeah. Well, Michael, it's
amazing.
You know, let me just jump in on that because,
sure,
you know, that's a YouTube video, and that's somebody's understanding. That's not exactly what the Scripture says about that. So we don't find that when we read the words of the Bible. So somebody is speculating on what might have happened to that Ark of the Covenant. And so it may be based on some findings or that sort of thing. There's also a story that the original Ark of the Covenant is in a place in Ethiopia, I believe. And
I've seen that.
Yeah, so there's lots of folks that, but here's the good news, Michael, that temple in Jerusalem and everything that the law kind of put together, those were all shadows of a greater reality. So the book of Hebrews talks about the fact that that Jesus' blood was offered in the heavenly places. And that's where real propitiation, expiation took place. That's where real satisfaction took place, was in the real thing, that real temple, that real place in the heavenlies, that temple in Jerusalem was merely a shadow or a symbol of. So Jesus offered his blood in the heavenly realms. So I would encourage you to read Hebrews chapters 7 through 10, and you will see, I think, a very clear explanation as to what the blood of Jesus actually accomplished for us, the fact that it made us holy in God's sight, the fact that it made us perfect forever in God's sight, the fact that it is our very confidence that ushers us into the very throne room of God, where we can call him Daddy, Father. So those are the benefits for us of Christ's shed blood on the cross. And we see that in all of these shadows, this temple and the law and those sacrifices from the old covenant, they were all pointing us forward to the reality of Jesus' sacrifice and the once and all forgiveness that took place for our sins that God did for us in the heavenly realms.
And I agree with all of that.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with any of that.
Yeah. Well, Michael, we're almost out of time on today's broadcast. We sure appreciate your phone call, and just love your enthusiasm for the good news of Jesus Christ. You can obviously hear it in your voice. You're excited, and boy, that just thrills my heart, my friend.
Yeah.
So we appreciate your call.
Yeah.
God bless.
Thank you, Michael. Great to hear from you. Friends, remember that we're now streaming live video of each day's Basic Gospel program to both Facebook and YouTube. If you'd like to see what it looks like as we do the broadcast, actually do it every day live, well, these are your tickets, facebook.com/basicgospel or youtube.com/basicgospel. We're here each day at 3 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Well, our regular listeners know, of course, that the number one question we receive at Basic Gospel during the radio broadcast is about forgiveness. Too many Christians are struggling because they don't truly understand, they don't get it, that God loves them, that they are His forever. With your gift to Basic Gospel this month, we're going to send you a copy of the new CD entitled God's Will for You. Now, this message, Bob Christopher explains the new covenant in terms of a will. It's God's will, effective at the death of the Lord Jesus. And in that will, you're going to find everything that you need to live a life of assurance. This CD, God's Will for You, is yours as you make your gift this month to Basic Gospel. Just click the large link, the huge link right on the homepage at basicgospel.net, or phone 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742, or visit basicgospel.net. Don't forget also that this particular number, 844-322-2742, is available 24 hours a day for your questions. Well, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, Bob Davis inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. See you then. Bye-bye.